Welcome to Raju Radio.
So today's episode is about Halloween.
So Halloween was exactly a week ago, and we didn't do much for Halloween. This year, of course, is completely different than any other Halloween. I had a class, which was just 45 minutes, so I did that, and I, handed out some candy. There was actually not many people who came, which is very unfortunate.
Yes, actually, for the most part, I didn't go until, the last 10 minutes, because I felt like, well, during Corona, not a lot of people will answer you, and not a lot of people will be going, so I didn't want to go.
Yeah, people came a little bit later, I feel like, this year. And this year, we actually, I made little bags. Rishi went with my mom and got paper bags, and I painted, stripes on them that were black and orange. And then I also did a different design that said boo, and it had little drips on it. Which one did you like better, the stripes or the drips?
Definitely the drips, because that was pretty drip.
That's funny. I liked the stripes better. It just looked very a lot more elegant. But I'll for sure put this the picture on our Instagram. So if you guys want to see how the bags turned out, go look on our Instagram at Raju Radio Podcast. And inside the bags, we put kind of a few things, kind of a lot. So what did we put in the bags?
Well, we put in some, those weird eye goggles with the mustache.
And the nose. Yeah, those little those glasses.
Uh-huh. And then we put in some of those those light things.
Yeah, we put in glow sticks. They were the bigger glow sticks too.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty thick, actually.
So. Yeah. What else did we put?
We put some chocolate in there.
Yeah, I put some chocolate, and candy. Put a few pieces of chocolate and a few pieces of candy because, I'm not the biggest fan of candy, but we're gonna talk about that in another episode, just about candy. So stay tuned for that.
Candy.
And we also put Play-Doh in the bags.
Yep.
We had some leftover Play-Doh, so I've been, playing with that while I'm doing my work.
And, yeah, I've been playing with it, too, when I'm, doing school. I just, stress.
Yeah.
Stress thingy.
Yeah, it's, kind of like a stress ball, and it feels nice to just, play with it and need it for a bit.
So now let's talk about costumes. Well, for me, usually I always wear, I wear the messy costume.
Yeah, the Messi, the soccer player. So.
Yeah, so basically I have a bunch of his jerseys. I'm pretty sure almost all of them except for one, and he has a lot of jerseys. So I always wear the same jersey every single time, and that's the green one. I put on soccer shoes and socks. I don't put my shin guards on. I don't like to waste time when I could go out and get candy.
Yeah, so that's what he's been doing for the past few years. Do you remember any of your old costumes? Because whenever you were really, really young, you were a pumpkin. It was so, I saw the pictures a few weeks ago. If I can't find it, I'll put it on the Instagram. But he was so, so cute, and it was absolutely adorable.
Yeah. So I actually do remember, other than the pumpkin, I had a Transformer, the Bumblebee suit.
Oh, yeah, I found the mask today.
In the garage.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've been looking at that every now and then. It's, it just, brings back the memories. So yeah, memories bring back you.
I remember I was a witch many times.
And you had your own gumball machine.
Yeah, that was, I was just about to talk about that. I wanted to be a gumball machine. It was super popular that year, and I wanted to DIY it. So, yeah, I DIY'd it. So basically what I did is I went to Hobby Lobby and I got like colorful, like, were they like pom-pom looking things?
Then they're like those fluff balls thingies.
Yeah, and like I glued them on a white t-shirt from Hobby Lobby. And those are my little gumballs. And I didn't fill up the t-shirt because I didn't want it to, you know, be full like a real gumball. You know how gumballs are always...
like half full.
Yeah. And then I wanted to find a little cap, like the red caps that gumballs normally have. And so what I did is I got a little styrofoam bowl looking thing and I painted it red.
I remember that.
And then I took a styrofoam ball and I hot glued it onto, I also painted that red and I hot glued it onto the top of it so it looked like a, you know, top or cap to the gumball. And I also added a little section that was, had like 25 cents. So yeah, I really liked that costume. Definitely my favorite costume out of any of the other costumes. And I don't really remember any of my costumes because...
Yeah, honestly, that's the only one I remember.
Yeah, I don't really remember any of mine other than the witch one. That's only because I've recently saw a picture, and I'll make sure to put that picture on our Instagram.
And, like, I still have that memory in my mind. It's, like, no need for a photo. Just, like... mind wash me, and you'll know, like, I'm right next to you smiling with my transformer suit on and you're having a gumball with these odd glasses and wacky hair.
Yeah, I wish I could find a picture of me, but I haven't been able to. Yeah, so another one of my friends a few like years and years ago, she was Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, wait, what? She was Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah, Anna was Charlie Chaplin. And at that time, I did not know who Charlie Chaplin was, and I'm pretty sure she didn't really know who Charlie Chaplin was.
Parents.
Yeah, I think her parents asked her to do it, but... It was really cute. She had the little hat. She was in, like, a black suit-looking thing. She even had, like, a black cane, and she drew on a little mustache, just like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, honestly, I think, I don't remember much from it, but I think the mustache was pretty decent.
Yeah, it was really funny, too. So, another thing that is, like, really... like, reminds me of Halloween, is at our old house, we used to have Halloween block parties, and these were a huge deal. Do you remember these?
Oh, I wish I had, good memory, at least, because I have, like, the worst memory. Like, please, tell me how it was, because these people want to know just as much as I do.
Yeah, so... the Halloween block party was a huge deal. It was an entire street with, like, cul-de-sac and back around. And our house was, like, right facing the street. So we weren't technically, like, part of that street. But we got invited because all of us... we got invited and so did our neighbors because we're all around the same age. And we really had people of all ages go because... you know, it's just a party, and we'd all go in costume, and everyone would bring food. So I think every year we brought McDonald's chicken nuggets. And we got, like... And McDonald's chicken nuggets are good, don't get me wrong.
Oh, they are amazing, but super unhealthy, as you know.
Yes. But we would get, like, 60 of them, like, 320 packs, and, like...
What?
Yeah.
Confusion?
I don't even think you knew that those were real.
Yeah, I'd probably just be like, I should wake up.
So, pretty much every year, I think every year, we brought those chicken nuggets from McDonald's. And everyone else would, like, bring cookies or maybe make brownies, chips, candy. Of course, candy.
Oh, candy.
Of course, I mean, what's Halloween without candy, right?
Ween?
Anyway,
Just be like, treat or treat. I mean,
just trick.
Trick?
Yeah, instead of trick or treat,
I'm
just trick.
I'm not sure a lot of kids would be safe then.
Yeah, so everyone just bring food and we'd eat and talk. And there was normally games that we could play. It was so much fun. And it was just our neighbors, so it wasn't too many people. Definitely a lot of food. And I remember one year there was a jelly bean guessing game. Like, you know how they have a jar?
Oh, yeah. That was so fun.
Yeah, you'd have a jar and you had to guess how many jelly beans. So I guessed... And I got the right number, but I also, apparently guessed, someone else guessed the same number as me, so we both had to split it, which is a little bit unfortunate, but...
What was the prize?
The thing of jelly beans.
Yeah,
so that was a nice experience.
That's still kind of sad that you had to split it.
Yeah, so I totally recommend having a Halloween block party. It's so much fun.
And it's a great way to, like, interact with your neighborhood.
Yeah, with your neighbors. So one year at our old community, we went to, like, a community pool. And there they had, like, stations set up. And it was, like, you can, like, reach in and you'd be touching brains and stuff. And, of course, it wasn't real brains. But it was really cool, that, like, concept. And I really liked that. So we went to that once. It was so much fun. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Nope.
Okay.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Raju Radio Podcast. I hope you guys really liked this episode about Halloween. We hope to do more of these holiday type episodes. So now that we're nearing Thanksgiving and Christmas season, make sure to tune in for that. And if you have any more recommendations or podcast ideas, make sure to contact us on our Instagram through DM or comments.
Raju Radio Podcast.
All right. See ya. Bye.